austerity.
Share number two.
Share number two.
So the topic of the shear is going to be the Shemitah in our times according to the Rambam. Last week we went through the whole sugya according to Moshe Rishonim, and we explained that there are two ways to explain this, the Gemara, the Shemitah is a Gemara. Either you hold like Rebbe that Shemitah Vezmanenu is the Rabbanon, or you hold like Rabbanon that Shemitah Vezmanenu would be the Araisa. Right? That's what we basically said. There's a Torah's Kohanim, various Shemitahs in the Gemara. The question is, and this seemed to be the big discussion for the last few hundred years, what is the Shita of the Rambam? Now, I'm going to present the shiur in this manner as you'll for more for dramatic effect, and you'll see what I mean when I'm talking about in 15, 20 minutes. But I'd like to first present this according to the Aruch HaShulchan, and then we'll come back. We'll actually try to see the Rambam from both perspectives. So let's look at the Rambam is very confusing, and you should know the Kesef Mishnah in most places says the Rambam holds Shemitah Bizmanenu is Midrabbanan. So let's look. So it's source number one, the Rambam is Hilchas Pesach Bechira, it's Perek Vav, I think it's the very end of the Perek. And the Rambam says, like the Rambam there is discussing that the Mikdash of Yerushalayim, right? He says the Mikdash of the, he says that the Kedushas HaMikdash in Yerushalayim when David HaMelech was Makadosh Yerushalayim, and when Shlomo was Makadosh the Beis HaMikdash, or I should say, when David was Makadosh the Har Moria, is a Kedusha that lasted forever. All right? In other words, the Kedusha HaMikdash that we have today stems from David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. All right? He says, however, the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Israel, so we know, everyone knows, it's very famous that as soon as Nebuchadnezzar came and took the Jews into Galus, their Kedusha was lifted, and Eretz Yisrael lost its Kedusha. Why? Because the Kedusha's HaMikdash in Yerushalayim is because of the Shechina, and whenever and any Kedusha because of the Shechina, right, is essentially never ever lifted. That is what they says. However, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, so that would be the Kedusha. The Kedusha, you know, would lift when the Jewish people were taken into Golus. So he says, if you look at the very end of the Halacha, three lines from the bottom of the Halacha, source number one, the Kevon Sha'ala Ezra V'Kitsha, and once Ezra came up, was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, Lo Kitsha B'Kibush Ela B'Chazaka She'Chaziku Ba L'Ficha Kol Machu Shebiga Olei Vavol Eskacho Kedusha Ezra Hashnia, who Mekudosh Hayom, the Afal Ki She'Nilkach Eretz Menu V'Chai V'Shivus V'Maishus Al Derech She'Vi'Arna V'Hilchus Truma. Right, it's very interesting. So therefore he says, so therefore what does he hold? So he holds, so the Rambam says that once Ezra came to Kadesh the land, right, even though the land was taken away at the time of the Romans, the Kedusha still remains, right? He says, Humakudash Hayom, Afal Pisha Nukach Aras Mimenu, and he says, and it's Chayiv and Shviya Semaisris, the way I explained in Hilchas Truma. So we'll come back to that line in a few minutes. Okay, what does he mean? V'chayev v'shviyah semaishas, can I explain in Hilchas Truma? He says, Eretz Yisrael is Mekudesh today, is holy today. As far as shviyah semaishas is concerned, like I explained in Hilchas Truma, we'll come back to that. So now let's look at the Rambams. So he says, number two, now, Rambam Shmiel Yovah Paragdal Lecha Chavhei, the Rambam Sveh says, Ein shviyah no heges el of Eretz Yisrael bavad. Shviyah is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael, shenemer ki sevol aretz. V'noheges beim v'fnei habayis, ben shalov v'nei habayis, and Shemitah is no way, whether there's a base of Migdash, there's no base of Migdash. So if you look at this Rambam, read it literally, what would that seem to imply? Shemitah is the Araisa Drabbanan today. What would that seem? What? It would seem to imply is the Araisa. So he says, if you look at the Kesef Mishnah, he says that the Kesef Mishnah says exactly that. The Beis Shalom says exactly that. When we divra Rabbeinu po nira, shehu sover, ta'av shalov v'fnei habayis, noheges min ha-Torah, u'pasach hitar eskanim, and he holds like the Torah eskanim mentioned last week, that holds that Shemitah applies when there's no base of Migdash. And like the Chachamim, we're arguing in Rebbe. We mentioned last week, Rebbe holds Shemitah is only Ravonim Vizmanenu, and Chachamim hold no, it's not totally on Yovel, it's the Araisa. And Halacha is like the Rabbim. Halacha would be like the Rabbim. However, Avol Kasha, see, he says, why? He says, Shari Kasa Perek Tes, Sehidik Tani, Rebbe Vizman Shatim Vishit. So let's look at source number four. Source number four is the Rambam Hilchot Yovel Perek Tes Halacha Gimel. He says, "Umidivrei sofrim shetehei shmitas k'safin uhek v'zman hazeh v'kol makom." So midrabbanon shmitas k'safin is midrabbanon everywhere, not just Eretz Yisrael, but even in America. The afal pi she'ein hayovel noeg, and even though yovel is not noeg, right? Kadesh lo tishkach Torah smita seksof me Yisrael. All right. So the first question the Kesef Mishnah has is that Rebbe was the one who was Mechadesh, that Shemitah's Ksafim today is what? Is the Rabbanan. So therefore, if the Rambam passes like Rebbe regard to Shemitah's Ksafim, it should make sense. He passes the Rambam regard to regular Shemitah. Shemitah should be the Rabbanan. That's the first question. And all, he says, and second of all, the whole concept of Prozbul is only according to Rebbe. Right? And since the Rambam passes like Rebbe in regard to Shemitah's Ksafim, he should pass like Rebbe in regard to Shemitah's Karka. So then the Kesef Mishnah says, really the Rambam holds like Rebbe. He says, and when he says, V'shmei Shemitah's HaKosav Medar, mentioned last week, and Rebbe says that whenever you have Shemitah's Ksafim, Shemitah's Karka, so you have Shemitah's Ksafim, right? So he says, so what does he say? So in other words, what he's saying is that in other words that the Shemitah's Ksafim depends on Yovel. When there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah's Ksafim. But Rebbe is not saying, in other words, we assumed last week that what Rebbe was saying was that when there's no Shemitah's Karka, there's no Shemitah's Ksafim, right? B'diraisa. But the Rambam said, like, no, when there's no Shemitah and when there's only Yovel, then there's no Shemitah's Ksafim. But still Shemitah would apply. Now, so that is So therefore, the Kesef Mishnah here assumes that Shemitah, according to the Rambam, is the Araisa. If you go ahead and you look at the Kesef Mishnah in source number 5, on the Rambam about Shemitah's Ksafim, he says again the same thing. The Kesef Mishnah basically says explicitly that Shemitah's Ksafim is only, he says explicitly basically that Shemitah's Ksafim is the Rabbanon, but Shemitah's Karka, Af is Manan Zen, Hekesh Minat Torah. Okay, that's another, so the second Kesef Mishnah, second Beit Yosef says specifically, Shemitah's Karka Vizmanenu is the Araisa. Okay? That's what he says. So Af is Man Hazeh, and Perikas Lachabes, and Hekesh Minat Torah. Let's look at source number 6, the Rambam, Shemitah Yovel, Perikidu Lachates, and then the Rambam says, Uvizman She Yovel Noeg, Noeg Din Evet Ivri. When Yovel is Noeg, Din Evet Ivri is Noeg. Vidin Bate Erechoma. Right? He says, and din bate rechoma, v'din sodes charamim, v'din soda achuza, u'mekabim gertoshim, v'hagar shvias b'aretz, v'shmat z'ksaf, v'chomach min ha-Torah. He says, and when there's Yovel, all, everything is knowing. Evan Ivri, ote rechoma, soda charamim, soda achuza, gertoshav, shmita, v'aretz, and v'shmat z'ksaf, and every place in the Torah. U'bizman she'en ha-Yovel knowing? And knowing echem mikol elu. When there's no Yovel, none of this applies. There's no Eved Ivri, no Bate Rechoma, no Sadeh Haramim, no Sadeh Achuza. You're Mekavel Ager Toshav. You're not Mekavel Ager Toshav. He says, except for Shavias Ba'aretz, Vashmatas Ksafim B'chol Machim Divrem Kol Shnei Barnum.
That's pretty clear.
What's pretty clear?
He's saying that even without Yovel, we do have Shemitah.
No, right. So the Kesef Mishnah again points out in the third spot. All right. He says, so when he says midavrayim, midavrayim is only modifying kashmatas ksafim, right? But shmitas karka, that's the araisa. Okay, that's the araisa. However, so these are the Rambams. Okay, so based on these Rambams. So the Aruch HaShulchan and Mitziv basically prove the Rambam holds Shemitah Vazmeinu is Diraisa, right? And the point of proving this is basically to come out and speak against Heter Mechira, all right? That was the point, okay? The point of speaking, you know, that's the question. If the Rambam holds Shemitah is Diraisa, you can't rely on Heter Mechira. If the Rambam holds Shemitah is Rabbanon, you can't rely on Heter Mechira, right? So if you go ahead, and I just want to quote to you the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan Asid, after he goes through it all, at the very end he says like this. This is Simon, no, not Simon Tazvav in the Ocher and Hilch Shemitah V'Yovel. He says like this. Umashi kilu b'amaseinu harabim, and now they're makel of our great sins. Ve'es hazos b'yeshuvi arteinu hakdosha lasos b'shvias al p'yeshtarim mechira. Right al yisod she'ein zerach min rabbanon. Right. Archashal says like this, Zehu Elbon Torah Hakdosha. It's a disgrace to the Torah Hakdosha. Elbon Arteno Hakdosha. laharich pizureinu kakosu b'tochacha v'yadu mechonam rach b'shem Yisrael b'emsa kashir kvar tzivchav gadol yador olzek and mavuar b'tshuvas agisi, and he quotes his brother-in-law Netziv, and he speaks very, very strongly about that. Okay, that's what he says. Now, I was actually going to go through and even explain according to Netziv why Netziv feels is diraisa. Okay, I have at home the old gears to the Rambam. Last week, and because I didn't check the Frankel. Last week, someone pointed out to me what's written in the Frankel Rambam. Okay, and if you want, you can look along. Okay, I don't have the gears on my Bar Ilan of the Frankel, and there's the same Frankel has the same gears as Rab Chavach does. But if you look at Perek Tes, Perek Yud Halacha Tes, that will be source number 6. Okay, I'm going to read according to the Frankel Rambam, and then you can look at the regular girsa. He says like this: Ubizman she'en ayovel anoe, ein noheg evet ivri v'lo bater rechoma, v'lo sade achuza v'lo sade charama v'ein makabim ger toshav. The Rambam goes on and says, v'noheg shvius v'aretz midivrehem. So in the girsa of the Rambam of Frankel of Kapach, the Rambam specifically says that shvius v'zmanenu is the Rabbanan, okay? Now, by the way, when Rav Kapach finds a different girsa, Rav Kapach is very firm about the fact that this is the correct girsa, nothing else to speak about, okay? Rav Frankel, the Frankel is not always so firm about it, but here he's very firm. He's very firm, this is the correct girsa. And as a matter of fact, he says what happens, that when they made the first printing, which the Beis Yosef actually used, the Kesem actually used, when they made the first printing, right? So he says, that first printing was what you know, they were makatzer in the words. In order to save, you know, space, they kept out the word midivrayim. And they figured, a person would assume that midivrayim is modifying those. But in other words, so therefore, according to this girsa, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing else to talk about anymore. According to the Rambam, it's quite clear, shmita v'zmanenu is drabbanan. And therefore, everything else you can explain. So we have to explain, so what do we have to explain? We'll explain in a few minutes. All of the Rambam, because the Rambam says that Shvius is noheg v'eretz Yisrael b'vad even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the Rambam says there is Kedusha b'zmanenu, right? There's Kedusha b'zmanenu, and he says if you want to know about Shvius and Maestros, it's like you'll see in Hilchos Truma, right? And the Rambam seems to say that Shmitas Ksofim is noheg, and he says Shmitas Ksofim noheg is menanazev v'chol makom, right? So there you can say that Rambam is not so difficult. That you can say is Shemitah's Ksofen is the Rabbanim, so is everything. It's also all the Shemitahs. Okay, but before I get into that, so first I will just mention that number one, what you have is if you look at source number 8 and 9. Okay, source number 8 and 9. This is something we'll come back to in the future. That's the halacha is an akum who acquired karak in Eretz Yisrael, you know, not through hetem mechira. He acquired, you know, somewhere in in Yehuda v'Shomron. He has, or even in other towns. And he says, and he plants the fruit on mutter, right? Why? Because in other words, the halacha is when it comes to vegetables. Vegetables are aser, but they're only goes or against vegetables because. We're afraid that a Jew might plant vegetables during Shemitah, but for a non-Jew plants vegetables during Shemitah, we don't care. It's mutter. So there, the Kesem Mishnah says, so the Kafta Referach asks the question on the Rambam, and the Kafta Referach assumes that according to the Rambam, Shemitah is Diraisa V'zmanenu, right? So look at the Kesem Mishnah. I don't have an answer to this. Number 9. Avol mashu asim miyator mishavas aretz v'dushaso lo hufka. So what the Kefter Farach says that when he quotes the Rambam that the Rambam holds that it's asim miyatorah, right? Lo duck. He wasn't correct in calling the Rambam that way, that Shemitah is asim miyatorah. Why? Because the Rambam says explicitly in Parashas Vayeshev above, the Shemitah's Karkov is Manchin and Yovel Noah, Yelam Midavrayim. So here the Kesem Mishnah holds actually that what? The Ramashid is that Shemitah's what? Is the Rabbanim. Okay? So that's a skier in the Kesem Mishnah. I didn't say anyone discusses it, I don't have an answer. But in one spot, the Kesem Mishnah says that Shemitah is the Rabbanim according to the Rambam also, in one spot. Okay? Now.
So here it says, in Yud Aleph, it says
Midavrayim. Yud Aleph where?
Yud Aleph.
So I have it here. Para, in
quote,
so I have Frank Rambam Paragut Halacha Test. It could be just a different calculation. It's just the same law. That's what I said.
There's two things. One is when the Yoel is no egg, and when there's no egg,
what I'm saying is, in other words, but the fact of the matter is, the Kesem Mishnah did not assume that. Why? Because the Kesem Mishnah had the old Girsa. As a matter of fact, in the Frankel right next to it, it has is the Nusach Hadfusim HaKalkodmim. It's like you have in the sheet here that the Rambam does not mention it in the Divrayim. Okay, and that's what all the Torah is based on. But obviously, if all the Achronim had this Girsa, no one would assume for a second the Rambam holds his Diraisa Bismanenu. It's clear. I think it's clear. So there's nothing to talk about. It's definitely the Rabbanim according to the Rambam. Okay, so I just want to mention one more thing before we go on. And then we'll come back to the Rambam. So source 11, 12, right? So how do we hold Lahalacha? He said like this, number 11, the Torah says in Simon Shun Lamed Aleph, U'b'shvius hi shmita v'asur b'charisha v'zriya v'chol avodas akarka v'tisrael idnav mirabbanim. He says, everything v'zmanenu is what mirabbanim. The aim, but that's fine. Everything mirabbanim. And you look at the Beis Yosef, okay? And even though the Beis Yosef in so many spots, and say for the Kesem Mishnah, said the Ram holds the Araisa, here the Beis Yosef holds, that's the Rabbanim. If you go ahead and you look, he says, V'aloch, it's the Rabbanim. He says at the very end, V'kachem divrei Rambam, V'hilcho shmita perek tes, V'kosav smag, D'achikayim lo v'lo ketanoi. Okay, so what I want to do right now, so therefore we hold it's the Rabbanim, and that has a nachmina for many halachas, nachmina in terms of heter mechira, has nachmina in terms of otzer bezdin, has nachmina for actually tevuas akum. In other words, if it was the arise, it'd be much more difficult to play around with it. Okay? So we hold right now, it's all the rabbanim. It's all the rabbanim. Now, that's la halacha, how we hold. Now, so what I'd like to try to, for the rest of the shir, is to try to understand the lumdus in the Rambam. Okay, because the Rambam, one hand's hold, is the Kedusha Sarah Yisrael Midiraisa. On the other hand, he holds that there's no Shvius, there's no Yovel. That's what I like to try to understand. So first of all,
there's no Yovel, there's no
Shvius. There's no Yovel, no Shvius, right. So let's look, number one, at source number 10, where he actually discusses about what this situation is.
Can we say definitively, now that we see the Rambam says it's the Yeraisa?
It's the Rabbanim.
Can we say now that the reason for the Rambam was because of the lack of Yovel? Or maybe he said it's Rabbanim and it's...
Let's look. You asked me a very interesting question. Let's look. I think according to Rambam, you'll see, the Rambam does not hold that it's connected to Yovel. But it could be, the Rambam does not hold connected to Yovel. Let's look at the Rambam, okay? Number 10. Now, by the way, why isn't Yovel Nogos Manenu? Before we go on, why is Nogos Manenu?
Forget the best thing.
We don't have the majority of Jews living here, right? And the majority of Jews are not living in their proper places. Okay.
They should come.
What? They should come. That's right. Everyone should come.
Even if we find the Karov, there will be a Yehudim there.
Yeah.
It's
a problem. It's not so simple. You're right, and you'll see it's even problematic. What I want to show you is according to Reb Chaim. So actually, Shmita and Yovel are of course connected, but the reason why there's no Shmita is not because there's no Yovel. In other words, you can have a Shemitah without a Yovel, but with Manenu, you can't have either Midiraisa. So let's look. So first, let's look at the Rambam, who discusses. Remember, we saw before in the Perek Vav, the end of the Perek Vav, that the Rambam says that the Kedusha is Ezra, so therefore Ezra is Kadosh, and even though land was taken from us, and Yerchayiv and Shvius and Maestris, like we explained in Hilchas Trumas. So what does it mean? So if you look at number 10, this is Perakav HaChavav, the Rambam says like this, of Hilchas Trumas. HaTruma Bizman Hazeh, Afilu Machon Shivziku Oli Bavel, the Truma Bizmanenu, even in the place where the Oli Bavel, grabbed hold of, V'afilu Vimei Ezra, even the days of Ezra, Eino Min HaTorah is not Midiraisa, Ela Midivrayim. It's what? It's Midirabonim. She'ein Lach Truma Shal Torah Avertzos Levad. Because he says the truma of the Torah is only in Eretz Yisrael, right? And when bizman shekol Yisrael shom shenevar kisavou Bius kolcha kishaya b'riyush rishona. In order for there to be truma, in order for there to be meiser, and for there to be shvius, you need buyas kolcha. You need all the Jews to come to Eretz Yisrael.
He didn't say shvius here.
But there's a second. Hold on, but he says a second. He did right because he's remembered the Rambam says in Beis Avichira that you're chayiv and shvius like meiser, like I explained in Hilchos Truma. That's what he said. He says you kumoshe and asid and lachshu birusha shlishis. Like in Yerusha Shlishis, you'll have Bias Kolchpan. Lo kishay Yerusha Shnia, Shahaisa Me Ezra, Shahaisa Bias Miksasan, Ulafichach lo chayvo samina Torah, the chain Yerali, Shehu Adim Meister, Shechayam, Mizman Azel, Medivrayam Kitruma, and therefore he says, the Ram holds, you're not chayv in Truma today, and you're not chayv in Meister today, Midiraisa, and you're not chayv, he says, and when the Rambam says that in Hilchot Beis Lechir, the Kedusha still lasts, so because of the Akedusha, you're still chayiv in Trumas Maestros, what? Midrabanan. But if the Kedusha be Vatel, you wouldn't even be chayiv Midrabanan Trumas Maestros. That's what Rambam means, okay? So the Rambam says that Truma and Maestr, you're only chayiv in because of the fact that it's what? That because it's Midrabanan. And in Hilchot Beis Lechir, he said Shvius is the same. Now, before we move on, all right, and again, I didn't, you know, if you go ahead and look at the halacha of Truman Meister, right? Sukkim, the Torah never says Kisavo. Okay? The Torah never says Kisavo. So where does Ram take Kisavo from? So there's a machlokes amongst the Achron and Reb Chaim, my great grandfather. He says, no, the Rambam learns out Trumas and Meisters from Shvius, right? Because by Shvius it says Kisavo, right? And therefore we know Trumas and Meisters connected to Shvius. Why? Because they're connected to the years of the Shemitah cycle, right? And we know when there's no Shemitah, when there's Shemitah, there's no Trumas and Meisters. It's connected. So therefore, since there's Kisavo of Shemitah, it's obviously Kisavo applies also to what? It applies to Trumas and Meisters. The Tziv wants to say he learns that from Challah. But today I'm going to explain like Reb Chaim, right? That's what he says. Okay, so he says, all of us, but let's try and understand what is the Kedusha. So, what I'd like to do is I'd like to explain a Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel Perik Yud Beis Halacha Tezvav to understand what is the Kedusha that will cause Shemitah V'Yovel to come back and what isn't. So he says the Rambam says, you know, in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel Perik Yud Beis Halacha Tezvav, that just like they had Shemitah V'Yovel during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, they also had Shemitah V'Yovel during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. But obviously that Shemitah V'Yovel, right?
This was definitely
Midrabanan. Yeah, it's Rabban. Okay, it's Rabban. And therefore, since you have Shemitah V'Yovel, you all said Bat Arichoma, right? So let's look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tezayin. Okay, so it's on the other side of the page, second side of the page, source number 13. Okay, it's very important to see this. V'chein lo'asid lava in the future, v'via shlishis. At the third time, the Jews come to Eretz Yisrael. The Eishi Yikonsu Le'Eretz, Yaschilu Limno Shmitim V'Yovlos, they'll start to count Shmitim and Yovlos, V'Yikachu, which means, by the way, according to the Rambam, that once we have the V'Yishlishis, we will start counting over again.
A new count.
V'Eshos Hashem, Mashiach comes this year, right? Next year, we won't be doing Shemitah. We'll start counting over again, right? The Kachu Bater Achoma, the Bater Achoma become Kodesh. The Yischayev Kolmachim Shiach Beshub and Maestros. And every place they conquer become the Chuyim and Maestros. Shenemar, the Viach Hashem Alakecha, Alarsha, Yisho Secha, Yishta, Yishach Yushcha, Yishcha, Yishcha, right? So it says Yarshu Vasecha and Yerishta. And we make a hekesh between Yard, we compare the two Yerusha of our forefathers to our Yerusha, that just like Yerusha of our forefathers, you were knowing all these things, Atanoig Bab, the Chiddush called Varma Elu, just like when our forefathers came down the first time, we were Machadish Bat Erechoma, we were Machadish Yovel, all these things, right? When we go to our Tzorah the third time, we'll Machadish it again. So therefore, according to the Rambam, when Mashiach comes, Well, he says he doesn't say we'll be noeg bat yerachoma. What does he say? He says v'yikadshu. We'll mekadesh the cities again. V'yischayev v'chol machom shiach v'shuah maestros. We'll mekadesh them all again.
What's the difference between noeg and mekadesh?
I'll explain to you in a second. So the Ravid jumps. The Ravid goes ahead and he jumps on the Rambam. He says, what do you mean mekadesh? He says, all the cities already are Mekudesh, Yerushalayim is Kaddish already. In other words, we already have a Kedusha. According to the Rambam, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is already here. So obviously, Bat Yerucham is already Kaddosh, right? In other words, according to the Rambam, the Gemara should have said Noeg, not Kaddosh. She says, the Rambam should have said Noeg, Ginaheg. But the Rambam says, Yimekadesh. But how can you say Yikadesh, right? It's already Kaddosh. It's already Kaddosh. So, Reb Chaim explained like this. I think it's a very, very beautiful shot. Reb Chaim explained like this. Reb Chaim says that what's the machlokas Rambam and Ravid? Machlokas Rambam and Ravid is like this. According to the Ravid, there's a kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and when you have that kedusha of the land, all the kedushas of that land kick in. Right? So there's kedusha for trumas and maestras and kedusha for this and this and that. And even though it's kadosh, some halachas might not kick in because you don't have Rov Yisrael. Right? That's what he says. And therefore he says, how can the Rambam say that, I'm not even sure what the Bat Yerucham are, but the Bat Yerucham become Kaddish again, right? They're already Kaddish, just the halachas haven't kicked in. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds there's two types of Kedushas, and this is very important. There's one Kedusha, a Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And what is that Kedusha? That Kedusha shows that Eretz Yisrael is different than any other land. There's no question about that, okay? And as a matter of fact, let's say, he says, and when did the land become Kaddush of that Kedusha? When Ezra came back. When Yeshua came, then we lost it. And when Ezra came back, then Kaddush of that Kedusha again. That Kedusha made Eretz Yisrael special that now when you want to bring Bikurim, you want to bring the Korban Omer, you want to bring you want to bring the Shtei Lechem, it comes from Eretz Yisrael, right? It comes from Eretz Yisrael. That's that Kedusha. And that Kedusha midrabanan is also mechayiv us in what? In the Kedusha d'Yeraisa that allows us now to bring the Korban Omer, the Shtei Lechem, Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael. And that Kedusha midrabanan also is mechayiv us midrabanan to bring back what? To bring Shum and Maisa. But there's a second Kedusha. And that second Kedusha, the Rambam says, only applies when all the Jews come back to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the two-tiered Kedusha. The Kedusha only applies when all the Jews, right? When all the Jews come to Eretz Yisrael. It's nothing to do with Rov Yoshiva Aleha. It has to do with Bias Kulcham. The Gemara says Chal is Midiraisa only when you have what? Bias Kulcham. The Gemara does not say Chal is Diraisa when you have Rov Yoshiva Aleha. You have to have all the Jews coming to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, according to the Rambam holds that, he says, the land has not reached the highest level of Kedusha yet. There's something still missing. Why is there something still missing? Because we don't have all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. And if you don't have all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have the highest level of Kedusha, right? So therefore, he says, the Rambam holds that since you don't have the highest level of Kedusha, Truma and Meiser and Shvius is not the Eraisa. In other words, so there's halacha, for Yovel, you need Bias Kochem, everyone has to come. And then the land becomes Kaddish, right? And Yovel kicks in. And whatever happens, right, it still kicks in. But however, you have to have, for Yovel also, Rov Yoshiva Aleha in the right places, okay? And once they leave, what happens?
You mentioned Bias Kulchem, you've got Rov.
No, but once they leave, it's not there, right? But in other words, you still have Bias Kulchem. In other words, Shemitah was still the Arisha during the time of the first Bais HaMikdash, all right? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, in order for the land to become Kaddosh, in the Kedusha that will Mechayev the land in Yovel and Shvius and Trumas and Maestris, you need Bias Kulchem, right? In order to be knowing Yovel, right? So now Yovel's Noeg, Shemitah's Yovel, Bater Chom, everything's Noeg, right? In order for Yovel to be Noeg, you need the Prat that the Jews are still there. But the Kedusha is still there because it was Mekudesh with Bias Kulchem. When the Jews came back from the second Beis HaMikdash, so only some of the Jews came back, so they just got the first level Kedusha. They didn't get the second level Kedusha. They didn't get the second level Kedusha, right? And therefore, that's what the Rambam says, that when Mashiach comes, the cities will become Kaddish again. How they become Kaddish again? They'll become Kaddish again because it'll be Bias Kochem, right? They'll become Kaddish again. Yeah, we don't have Kedushas Bat Yerachoma. We don't have the Kedusha that enables us to what? To go ahead and to Vitrumas and Maishas Midiraisa and Shemitah Midiraisa because we need Bias Kochem. And that's why, actually, the Rambam says in Hilchos Beis Bechira, he says, when Ezra came back, that Kedusha remained, right? But he says, in regard to Shvius and Meiser, it's like I explained in Hilchos Truma. Because that Kedusha is not enough to mechayiv you in on a derived level in Trumas and Meiser unless you have Bias Kulchem. So therefore, according to the Rambam, in order to mechayev in Yovel and Shemitah, you need Bias Kuchem. So let's let me explain what happened. Okay, so when Yeshua came to Eretz Israel, and that time obviously all the Jews came. At that point, the land became sanctified with Bias Kuchem, and therefore, even though some of the Jews left, right, the land was still sanctified, and therefore everything was nahuk, except for Yovel, because by Yovel there's a halacha that even though the land is totally sanctified, you still need what? Rovish Ve'elel. By the second Beis Hamikdash, the Jewish people came back, but most didn't. And therefore, even though it was endowed with the Kedusha that makes it Kadosh, and you can bring Bikurim and Shtei Lechem and Omer from there, all right? However, you can't Trumas Maish is only Drabban. Well will become the Eraisa Shvius when all the Jews come back. The Rambam says, but the Rechoma, in the future, Eretz will have another Kedusha. So we spoke last week about, you know, we should have a Yovel party when everyone comes. It's not so simple. In other words, in order for to be Yovel, we have to Mekadesh. And the question is, I'm not sure if a majority is enough. It could be you require B.S. Kulchem. I don't, according to the Rambam, I don't know.
How much is Kulchem?
I'm not sure. I don't know. You're right, I don't know. Now, I will tell you that this is Zalman Meltzer. Okay? He liked Reb Chaim's idea here, and he says, yeah, when you have Bias Kulchem, right, then the land becomes sanctified again. But he says, what do you define Bias Kulchem as? He says, it's not the majority of Jews. It's not all the Jews. It's 600,000, I guess, men. Right? So, according to Bishas Alan Meltzer, he holds that now we have 600,000 men in Eretz Yisrael. So, according to him, you know, I'm not exactly sure how it works, but according to him, we've reached that stage. Obviously, don't pass from this is Alma Meltzer, but that's what he holds. All right. So therefore, I just wanted to mention, that the dusha. So again, according to the Rambam speaks about there being that the land is still kadosh. On the other hand, he says trumas and maisos and shvias is drabanan. How does that work? There's a two-tiered Kedusha. There's a Kedusha that the Jews living there, and that makes Eretz Yisrael different than the rest, and therefore from there you can bring Vikurim and Korban Omer and Shtei Lechem. And there's a second tier, and that second tier is where it's Bikas Kochem, and you have all the halachas. Everything kicks in. We haven't reached Bias Kochem, and that's why I said, according to the Rambam, Shemitah is Drabanan, but it's not connected to Yovel. Why? Because even if there's no Yovel, you can still have what? Shemitah Midiraisa. It just happens that both Yovel and Shemitah still require Bias Kulchem. Once you have Bias Kulchem, Shemitah will kick in, right? And Yovel will kick in. And if some of the Jews leave, Yovel will not be Nahug Midiraisa, but Shemitah will still be Nahug Midiraisa. And to answer your question, I have to tell you, I don't know for sure, because when the Jews came at the time of Yeshua, right, it was definitely Bias Kulchem. There's no question. Wasn't it Bias Kulchem back in the day? It was definitely Bias Kulchem. So I don't know. I really don't know to say, you know, it was definitely Bias Kulchem. It could be that those Jews who don't want to come until Mashiach comes, they're sort of not part of the Jewish nation. Could be. I have no idea. But that's what the Rambam holds. What? Yeah, it could be. I don't know. In other words, you know, it certainly you have to come. Now, what's going to be then? I don't know. I don't know. But that is, and that's what you see. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Zion, source number Halachi Beis, source number 16, he says, "Kol Shalom Darshim Kol Arotzos, All Shalom Mekudesh Mevov Lands, Umayi Kedushasa Shenevino Momer Shalechem Vikurim Mashayim Vivian Kain Vishar Arotzos." Right? What about Trumas Maisos and Shvius? Right? So what's the answer? Is in other words, the douche of Eretz Yisrael during the time of
Israel, it's enough for these things to distinguish it from the different.
Yeah, that makes it kaddish.
In other words, this is
a raya. This is a raya to Reb Chaim. Now, I have to tell you, I actually had a kasha yesterday. That's my kasha I had. When I was looking at Reb Chaim, I was thinking, Reb Chaim says there's a kedusha that happened because there wasn't Bias Kulchem. No, Mashiach comes, we'll have the second kedusha, and because of that, there's no Trumas to Maishas. So I said, so what does the first kedusha accomplish? I know the answer, right? So I figured, okay, the Chaznish has to ask this kasha. So I looked in the back. The Chaznish has a sakas and Reb Chaim. I looked in the back, right? And you should know, the Chaznish didn't ask any kashas. I said, wow. And by the way, that means the Chaznish actually held it as Reb Chaim, right? So then I found this Rambam, right? So I think the Rambam is very clear what the Rambam holds. I just want to finish off with one point, and then we'll call. So that's the Rambam Shita according to Rav Chaim, that yes, Shemitah the Zayin is Rabbanan because he didn't have B'yas Kochem, and Mirz Hashem in the future when all the Jews come back to Israel will Mekadosh the land again. And that's what the Rambam says. Batei Rechoma will become a Kiddush again. They don't have, the cities don't have Kedusha, because even our Chalz of Kedusha, there's no Kedusha Batei Rechoma because we didn't have B'yas Kochem. I want to finish off with one point, and this will finish the sugya of the Shemitah's Jiraisha Rabbanan. Next week we'll deal with something else. The Beis Halevi. Again, you know, in the whole issue of Heter Mechira, and you know, we'll come back to Heter Mechira. So the point was, is you have to prove that it's either Shemitah's Diraisa, you can't learn Heter Mechira, Shemitah's Rabban, you can't learn Heter Mechira. And everyone who's, you know, who has either has an agenda to say Heter Mechira is Asur or Heter Mechira is Mutter, has to sort of deal with the Rambam. So the Beis Halevi, he held the Rambam hold Shemitah's Rabbanim. That was a Shemitah's Brisk. The Rabbanim. But he was against Heter Mechira also. So how did he explain it? So he said the Jewish people took a Shavua at the time of the Bayis Sheni to keep Shemitah, right? So if you look at Nehemiah Perek Yud, Pasuk Lamed, Machzikim Malacheyem Adireyem V'Nevayim V'Olo V'Shavua Lechet V'Torah Selekim Asher Nasana V'Yad Moshe Eved Elekim Lishmor Lasses Kol Mitzvot Hashem V'Neinu Mishpatav V'Chukav. They took to do it all, right? He says, and the first thing was not to intermarry. You know, that's number one. And number two, V'Ami Yaretz HaMeviyaz Mechosh V'Chol Shever V'Yom HaShavas Limchor. He says, if someone comes to sell on Shabbos, we're not going to buy from them on Shabbos, right? And then he says, V'Natash Es HaShana HaShviyas Sumasa Kol Yad. Not to work the land during Shemitah. So the Beis HaLevi says, it's a Shavua. And a Shavua, it might be the Karon D'Rabbanan Shemitah, but keeping a Shavua is what? Is it Din D'Yaraisa? So because of that, he says, Shvius is D'Yaraisa. So Rav Kook and others jump all over to Beis HaLevi, and they say, first of all, it wasn't really a real Shavua. A Shavua really can't apply in a mitzvah, and if it was, apply for that door. But this is a taina that the Beis HaLevi had against the Heter Mechira. The bottom line is that Psak Halacha is definitely that Shvius is D'Rabbanan, and according to many, it's because since there's no Yovel, there's no Shvius, right? According to the Rambam, as I said, it's because the land does not reach that second level of Kedusha. We have only a low level of Kedusha, you know, which comes when the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, that can't be removed. But the Kedusha that comes with B'yas Kulchem, we have not attained that yet. But then we should attain that soon, very quickly in our days, you know, with our brothers and sisters from all over the world.